What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got another good one for you today. Quick one, I think. Steph Curry's back. Warriors taking on Toronto. Other cool stuff all going down. You're on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for ya. Look, it's raining out. I don't know if that's coming through on the recording. If it is, I'm sorry. It's hitting the window pretty hard right now. So, you guys hear it? Might be. I'll try and make it not rain next time. But Warriors taking on the Raptors tonight. A potential NBA Finals preview. But if it is a preview, hopefully that preview includes Steph Curry, DeMarcus Cousins, and Draymond Green. But, you guys, Steph Curry's back on Saturday. Not tonight. He's still out tonight against Toronto. He will. It's been announced he's back on Saturday against the Pistons. They're just giving him as much time as possible. Steph even mentioned that he felt good enough to play on Monday, but the Warriors are just being incredibly cautious, which I could not agree with more. Steve Kerr and Steph Curry both spoke on the situation. Here is what Steve had to say about Steph's injury and how he's dying to come back to play and will soon.
Yeah, Steph is not going to play tomorrow. He wants to play. He's ready to play. And we're just going to be extra cautious. And Rick felt very strongly based on his years of experience doing this stuff that it makes sense to be extra careful, and he's going to wait. He will play in Detroit.
You mentioned how much he wants to play. I mean, how much is he pushing?
Oh, he was dying. He's dying to play. He loves playing in Toronto. He's got great memories of being here when Dell was playing with the Raptors. He's dying to play, but we rely heavily on Rick. Rick is really good at his job. He knows what he's talking about, and he thinks it makes a lot of sense to wait, to give him two more days to be extra cautious, and that's what we're going to do.
The Rick he is referring to is Rick Celebrini, Warriors trainer. And I am not a doctor. I only play one on a podcast. I agree completely. Look, bragging rights don't mean a regular season win against the Raptors doesn't mean anything. Especially if you're going to potentially play him in the finals. And look, if Steph's healthy, yeah, bring him back for sure. But the idea that he should hurry back to play a regular season game against anyone, regardless of who it is ridiculous. I think it's the right move. Send him out another game. Give him two more days to rehab, recoup, whatever, get better. And then let's go. Let's go, mop the Pistons, Let's go, beat him by 40. But the fact that he's not playing tonight will make tonight's game a lot harder. We will get to that in a little bit. Here is what Steph had to say about how he's feeling and wanting to come back and just the entire situation.
We obviously have a lot of smart people that are taking care of us and trying to make sure we're protected from ourselves in certain situations. And obviously it's been 3 weeks or so I'm itching to get back, and I was excited that the end is near, but I love coming to Toronto, so it's a little disappointing now.
How much did you push for it?
Normal conversations, like every time, obviously. When I feel like I'm ready to play, that's when the conversations start. And, it's just a matter of their assessment and understanding, the process of getting back to 100% and hopefully and making sure that this is, when you step back on the floor, that's the know, the only thing that you're worried about, not playing that back and forth game. So
is this the most frustrating part of coming back from an injury, when you feel like you're ready to go and then you have to kind of wait for them to give you the green light?
For sure.
So there's Steph's assessment on the entire thing, just him trying to get back. He also mentioned, it's not in the interview there, but he also mentioned he felt good to go Monday. He felt ready to return on Monday, but obviously they did not allow it. Smart move not to. He'll be back Saturday. That's the best news we've gotten in a while. It's been 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks. It's going to be good to get him back. Would much rather him be back tonight. I know he would. He loves playing in Toronto. He mentioned that. He also had some other reasons why he really wanted to play against Toronto. Here's what he had to say about that.
That was a big part of it. No better test than, I guess, the best team in the East right now. So, again, it's November. A lot of time left before things ramp up in the playoffs and seeing how things shape up. But the talented team, obviously, proving that early in this year. And obviously with new addition, Kawhi, Danny Green, stuff like that, it's a different look. So obviously I'll be watching.
Yes, they are the best team in the East. Warriors are still the best team in the West, regardless of the percentage points or whatever that might separate them from, I don't know, I think the Clippers might be up there at number one right now, 23 games in, but whatever. The Warriors are still the best team in the West. I think we can all agree, especially with how the Celtics are playing, unless they turn it around. Toronto's the best team in the East. Would be a fun matchup to see. Would be fun to have Steph there. But one of the problems, even if Steph was playing, still don't have Draymond. Still don't have Boogie. I probably pick the Warriors if Steph's back. But even then, you know, you're still missing two starters. And I'm going to get into Draymond and Boogie in just a minute. But I just want to finish up with Steph here and why he isn't playing and why it's a smart move to not play. And he mentioned, of course, that he wants to play in Toronto and how good they are and his connections to Toronto and all that stuff. But he also mentioned it's November and there's plenty of time to figure out who Toronto is. And not even that he's dying to do that. There's plenty of time to worry about things that are going to happen, potentially happen in June. There's, 60 games left, 59 games left, whatever my math is. It's probably wrong, but there's like 58, 59, 60 games left, something like that. So to hurry back your superstar from an injury in November would just be stupid. It would just be stupid. And I know he wants to play tonight. I'm sure we all want him to play tonight, but it's the smart move for him to sit. Steve Kerr also mentioned if this was a playoff game, Steph would be playing, no question. But the bottom line is it's not a playoff game. It's one game of 82, and Steph playing tonight just would not be smart. It would be stupid. You know what would be smart for Steph, though? Being stuck up in Toronto, not playing the game? If he got himself some Action Heat clothing, okay? This episode of Locked On Warriors is sponsored by Action Heat. Action Heat makes the world's best battery-heated clothing. Heat on demand at the touch of a button. Control your environment with Action Heat. It's pretty awesome, guys. I've used it before. When the temperature up here starts dipping, throw on that Action Heat jacket, crank it up a little bit. And you know what else I do? I like to charge my phone with it. Yeah, you can charge your phone. And since I'm always on my phone and that battery dies after about a half hour, serves a lot of purposes. Action Heat clothing is engineered to safely and effectively deliver heat from heating panels similar to a heated car seat. They can reach temperatures of up to 135 degrees and are powered by rechargeable 5-volt lithium-ion batteries that last up to 12 hours on each charge. Action Heat batteries also, like I said, recharge your phone with it, man, or any other gadget you want. iPod, iPad. Does anyone have an iPod anymore? I don't know. But it's perfect for any friend or family on your holiday gift list. Definitely going to get my sister some Action Heat clothing. She is always cold. Anyone who loves the outdoors or anyone who just hates being cold, Action Heat clothing provides toasty warmth and comfort for your whole body, including heated jackets, socks, gloves, hats, and even undergarments like heated base layer shirts and long johns. Stay cozy in Action Heat, guys. Action Heat is available in men's, women's, and has great new styles and models just released for this winter season. Go check it out. Not only that, guys, we got a special offer for our listeners. Save up to 20% off your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/lockedon to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That's actionheat.com/lockedon, or use the coupon code LOCKEDON at checkout. You're going to save up to 20%. Stay toasty and warm while you enjoy the outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat, and we want to thank them for sponsoring this here podcast, which is Locked On Warriors. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just finished up talking about Steph, how he is out for tonight's game against the Toronto Raptors, the best team in the Eastern Conference. But it's a 5-game road trip they're on, and he will be back against Detroit on Saturday. Steve Kerr was asked about this 5-game road trip and how he feels about it, whether it's a good time or bad time to be on the road with all the drama that they've had, and they've kind of started to overcome it, and whether that will help or hurt them. Here's what Steve had to say.
I think it's a good time to be on the road. We've got a little momentum. I think we've kind of moved out of the storm, and we're feeling good about ourselves again. And to go on the road for 5 games, be together, to bond, to get some practice time since the games are every other day and we don't have any back-to-backs, I think this will be a good trip for us.
So there's Steve's take on the road trip upcoming. And he's always positive, but those are interesting points. I mean, it doesn't always have to be a camaraderie building thing, but yeah, when you're on the road for a week plus, all the same people, practices, all that stuff, it's got to be kind of a bonding type situation. Draymond Green, good transition there, Chuck. Draymond Green is still out for the Warriors. He's not going to be playing tonight. He won't be playing Saturday. Won't even be playing Monday. So the most likely is going to be later in this trip. I don't even know after those 3 games. I don't know when the next one is. Maybe Wednesday, I'm sure. Draymond is still out, and it hurts the Warriors, no question, to not have Draymond. But with him working his way back, same thing with Steph, same thing with Boogie. We get a little impatient, but this is the best thing for them, that they're waiting and taking their time for him to get all the way back. And part of what's taking so long, or going to continue to take so long, is even once he's healthy, they're going to wait for him to kind of get some court time, ramp up his work, and get some conditioning as well. And Rick Celebrini, director of sports medicine, their head trainer, whatever title he has, he doesn't care if we're impatient. He's going to do what's right for the players, and that's the right thing too. So, oh well. It is what it is, if I can use a sports cliche, or just a life cliche that a lot of people hate, and I also like it though. I don't know. People are like, yeah, of course it is what it is. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not what it isn't. Hello? I don't know. Hit me up on Twitter. Is what it is terrible or great? Let me know. I'm probably going to keep using it regardless. Anyways, Warriors do take on the Raptors tonight. Real quick, before we get to that, still no Alphonso McKinney update. Boogie, we know, is going to be after Christmas. Just want to get through all the injured players. Okay, Warriors-Raptors this evening, 5 o'clock at the Scotiabank Arena Center. I don't even know what it's called. In Toronto. Let's go with that. Warriors, obviously no Steph, no Draymond, no Boogie, no McKinney. As far as I know, the Raptors are healthy, 100% healthy. So, look, honestly, this is a tough game that they will most likely lose. The only route to a win is a game like Portland, where they came out motivated, came out efficient. Klay and KD both had massive games. Quinn had a great game. The entire bench had a good game. It's going to be a complete team effort, and that's a hard thing to put together. Some of the matchups I'm looking for are Danny Green on Klay, Kawhi on KD. Maybe they'll save that, but I don't think they should. I mean, why not just put Kawhi on KD and see what KD can do, which, look, that's a tough matchup. And then, of course, the backcourt, I want to see how Quinn does. Clay, I want to see, can he, as I've mentioned before, and I'm going to continue to mention it until he does find some consistency, play with some consistency. You know, last game, he was a really bad three quarters, went off in the fourth, and had a respectable line. He was 6 of 12 from three. Can he continue to play well, consistently? I mean, it's that simple. Damian Jones, I imagine he'll start against Valanciunas, which, I don't know what's a good matchup for Damian Jones anymore. He's been bad. And it was tough to see that one good game against Sacramento, he couldn't follow that up against, I don't even remember who they played. Against whoever it was. The Magic. That's why I couldn't remember, because it was the Magic. But, yeah, he's had rough goes of it, no question. Serge Ibaka's played really well for Toronto. Can someone like Jordan Bell slow him down? I don't know. It's going to be a tough matchup across the board for these guys without three of their starters, without three of their all-stars. So I'm intrigued. Not very optimistic, though. We will see. Going to be a tough one. I think we're all pretty excited for Saturday, though, with Steph coming back. The Warriors, though, themselves cannot overlook tonight's game. Look, it's still a basketball game. You got a shot anytime you lace them up, anytime you get between the lines, and when you have KD and Klay on your team. So it'll be interesting. One thing I'm interested to see also when Steph does come back, how does Steve Kerr tweak the starting lineup? Because I imagine he'll start the same lineup he has of Quinn Cook, Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, Kevin Durant, Damian Jones tonight. So when Steph comes back, I imagine Quinn goes back to the bench just because that's way too small of a backcourt to play. But then does he continue to start Andre, or does he move Jarebko back into the starting lineup? We'll see. We won't know till Saturday, so I'll touch on that later. Tonight against the Raptors, check it out. I think it's TNT game. So everyone enjoy that. Steph had made a little bit of news today also, and League Pass picks coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Couple quick things before we wrap this thing up. Steph Curry today had a pretty sweet situation on social media, I guess, where he got a letter from a sweet little girl named Riley in Napa who wanted to buy his Curry Fives, I believe. And she's, you know, she's a hooper, man. She's a big Warriors fan. She plays basketball. She wants Curry Fives, dude. I don't blame her. And they only come in boy sizes. And she, you know, asked Steph, what's up with that? No, she wrote a letter to Steph. Very sweet. It said, "My name is Riley," in parentheses, just like your daughter, smiley face. "I'm 9 years old from Napa, California. I'm a big fan of yours. I enjoy going to Warriors games with my dad. I asked my dad to buy me the new Curry Fives because I'm starting a new basketball season. My dad and I visited the Under Armour website and were disappointed to see that there were no Curry Fives for sale under the girls section. However, they did have them for sale under the boys section, even to customize. I know you support girl athletes because you have two daughters and you host an all-girls basketball camp. I hope you can work with Under Armour to change this because girls want to rock the Curry Fives too. Sincerely, Riley." Very sweet. And Steph responded, "Hey, Riley, I appreciate your concern and have spent the last 2 days talking to Under Armour about how we can fix the issue. Unfortunately, we have labeled the smaller sizes as boys on the website. We are correcting this now. I want to make sure you can wear my kicks proudly, so I'm going to send you a pair of Curry Fives now, and you'll be one of the first kids to get the Curry Six. Lastly, we have something special in the works for International Women's Day on March 8th, and I want you to celebrate with me. More on that to come, but plan to be in Oakland that night. All the best. Hashtag ruin the game, Steph Curry." Did you have to throw the hashtag in a written note, Steph? But anyways, very sweet. Well done by Steph. It's not that hard to, you know, do the right thing, and Steph proves that over and over again. Great job by Steph and Under Armour. Hopefully they do change all that. But yeah, just another thing where, you know, Steph does a good thing, and it's not that hard to do good things and do the right thing, and he proves that continuously. I would suggest you all go check it out. It is on Twitter. It's pretty adorable. A handwritten note by Riley, and then what looks like a handwritten note by Steph. Either way, they both have some incredible penmanship for a guy myself who writes like, you know, I'm figuring out how to write with my right hand for the first time. I was impressed by their penmanship, and I know no one cares about that. So I just thought it was a sweet story. Steph-related, Warriors-related. I loved it. Shout-out Steph, Under Armour, whatever, all that good stuff. Shout-out Riley. And it's not his daughter, Riley, guys. Okay? I promise you. League pass picks for tonight. Slow night, but a good night. Only three games, but all three are pretty damn good. We got Warriors-Raptors, which actually, outcome-wise, we'll see what happens, might be the worst of the three just because of who the Warriors are missing and the Raptors being healthy. But then Pacers-Lakers and Clippers-Kings, I mean, watch them all. Watch them all. I'm high on the Pacers. I like them a lot. Lakers are whatever. I don't know if you believe the hype train, fine. But at the very least, you get to watch LeBron, who is incredible. Clippers, Kings. Clippers are playing well with their group of average to above average players. You know, 1 through 15 is average. Like, that's good. And the Kings are exciting, man. The Kings are very exciting. I would suggest everyone watch Kings games if you just like high-paced, fun basketball, because that's what they are and have been so far this year. That will do it for Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Everyone, enjoy tonight's game. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.